I just praise the Lord for giving me a chance to be here with you guys. I think all of us at the Oak Hills Missionaries, we are so thrilled. I thank God for you guys because you have sent Rebecca and me out for 25 years. Praise God. So we're in the middle of a series, Casting Vision, for how God is going to use this church. And this week is about how God is going to have a great harvest among us in the global outreach vision. I'm going to start with a story. My friend Dansa in West Africa, one day he was going out to preach the gospel among people. And in this area of the continent of Africa, there's almost no Christians, just very, very few. And he was driving his motorcycle along, and a guy came out in a village where there were no Christians, and he stopped Dansa. He waved him down, and he said, hey, this young man here is my son. And somebody gave him a Bible. And he reads it all the time. And we can't get him to stop it. So would you take my son? Here's my son. I give him to you. Please teach him. And before long, we heard that there were 10 people meeting in that village to get together and read this Bible. All the other villages around there, the people follow the Quran. But in that village, the people who got that Bible follow Jesus. Praise the Lord, Oak Hills Church. You translated that Bible. Give yourself a hand or something. Turn. You know what? That's not enough. Turn to the person next to you and say, way to translate the Bible. Give them like a fist bump or something. Praise the Lord. We here at Oak Hills, we are the body of Christ, called to be Jesus in every neighborhood in our city and beyond. And when we say beyond, I mean, we mean beyond. Amen? A lot of people, they don't feel like they're doing anything that's really making a difference in the world. But when you come to this church, and when you put money in the collection plate in this church, God takes that money, and he uses it to change lives in 24 countries. You guys sponsor 25 missionaries. Is that incredible or what? Amen. You guys, give yourself a hand. You help 18 missionary partners and 22 organizational partners. And more than 24 countries are impacted by that. And that's just the long-term efforts. You guys send out 150 to 200 short-term missionaries in 15 different trips, affecting 11 different countries every single year. I mean, it's phenomenal. You guys have so much to be proud of in your missions program. We the missionaries, are so grateful to you for being that kind of church. And the reason we in Oak Hills do this is because Jesus gave us what we call the Great Commission. He said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples, teaching, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the name of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all that I commanded you. And surely I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. And so that is why our global outreach vision is to give the world four gifts. We're going to go through the four gifts that we're doing. First off, we are giving the peoples of the world the gift of God's word. You guys, in partnership with Pioneer Bible Translators, you are major players in the Bible translation movement. This church sends out 16 Pioneer Bible Translators missionaries. And by providing, you guys also sponsor me and have for 25 years. And I'm the president of Pioneer Bible Translators. So you're providing the leadership of a team of people, 476 people, translating the Bible in 84 languages in 18 different countries. And 42 million people speak these 84 languages. I mean, you guys have a major spiritual impact around the world. And through the leadership that you guys are providing to Pioneer Bible Translators, our goal is to go from translating the Bible in 84 languages all the way to translating the Bible in 300 languages. And if we do that, then that's going to take enough of the burden off of our 30 Bible translation agency partners so that we're going to be able to start every remaining Bible translation project that's needed in the whole world over the next 16 or 17 years. Praise God. Amen. As we work together on this, it's really going to be true. The words of the prophet Isaiah when he said, "The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." In Oak Hills Global Outreach, we're also giving good news. We send out church planters to the least reached peoples of the world, and we reach them with Jesus Christ. Like years ago, this church sent out Archie and Mandy Chankin to the Dogara people to do a church planting movement to start that among them. And then we sent out Jeffrey and Suzanne Richter, and now thousands of local people have believed in Jesus, and they meet together in dozens of churches. And this church was used by God to do that. We're also giving good methods. We train local leaders. Like for years, the Rosales family in El Salvador have gone to and trained people in a village with a lot of gang violence and not very many good examples. And these guys have gone in and trained these young people, and now they are going out and discipling and loving others and leading them to the Lord. We're also giving God's grace and mercy to the poor. For example, in Recife, Brazil, it's hard to say all these things. In Recife, Brazil, Dennis and Germana Downing started a church among the homeless people on the street, and they share the grace and the love of Jesus with the homeless there, because Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind and to set the oppressed free." So the four gifts of the global outreach vision that we're giving the world, we're giving God's word. We're giving good news. We're giving good methods, and we're giving God's grace and mercy. And they all start with G, because I learned to preach from Max Lucado. Okay, so, yeah, you're welcome, right? So what does this look like? Last January, this church gave all four gifts to the Yalunka people in West Africa. This is a people group of 100,000 people, and just a few have become followers of Jesus. Okay, so this is the church. This is the church that sent Rebecca and me to that place to translate the Bible in 1993. Wow. So we went there to train a group of about 27 people from about 7 villages. We're going to train them to do discovery Bible study so that they could multiply the church. And there would be a little gathering of Jesus followers in every village among the Yalunka people. That was the goal. Only about half of these Yalunka people could read. So we took these solar-powered devices so that they could listen to the New Testament, even if they couldn't read. And so about one person at a time would get up, and we would listen to the chapter of Matthew. It turned out the book of Matthew. And they would ask 6 questions that I wrote on the board. I wrote these 6 questions on the board. You can see them in the next slide. There we go. And from this picture, we can see that I have bad handwriting in several languages. Okay, but that first question, for example, you know what? Maybe it's easier in English. Let's put the next one on there. Okay, so we had these 6 questions, and they were going to read these 6 questions after we read the thing. But you know what really had an impact? We got to Matthew chapter 3, verses 5 through 6, and it changed their lives. Let me read that for you. It says, Yaman yilufe if afe makeli Jerusalem nu yudea yamana nu yurden ban na bilin na bilinji. Eyi eti e yilubinera, ayi erafu yurden bani etubichin lama alama. Did you guys understand that? Yeah, of course not. Bless your heart. You need it in your language. And so do they. And so does everyone, everywhere. Let me read it for you in English. It says, people went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of the Jordan, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the Jordan River. So when we got to the 4th question, where we said, how are we going to change our life to obey this scripture? This one guy gets up and he says, you know what? And this is an evangelist. He says, John the Baptist said to get baptized, and I've never been baptized. So here's what we're going to do. When this class is over today, we're all going down to the river, and I'm going to get baptized. And 2 more people joined with him, and 3 people were baptized on the first day of the workshop. Praise God, right? Day 2 of the workshop. We got to the place where we asked the 6th question. Yesterday, when you shared what we learned with others, how did it go? And this guy says, you know what? I went home yesterday to my own village over here, 6 kilometers away, and I told my family all the stories we read and all the stories we talked about. And I told them about those 3 guys that got baptized, and they said, why didn't you get baptized? And I said, I don't know. So today, when we get done with this class, we're all going down to the river, and I'm going to get baptized. And another guy was added to him. And 5 people were baptized. And I thought we were just having a workshop on how to do discovery Bible study. But the word of God is powerful. Amen. One guy had to have demons cast out of him, and then he got baptized. God's word transforms lives. And one of the guys who got baptized was none other than that man we started out talking about, that young man whose father gave him to us to study the word and started a group of 10 people reading the word of God together. He got baptized that day. So then we said to them all, okay, the way we studied now in this place, go back to your villages and study the word of God with everyone, everywhere. So that's how we did it. We translated the word of God back in 1993. We did the church planting, sharing the gospel with people where they've never heard of Jesus. And we trained them how to do multiplication of the churches. But what about sharing the grace and mercy of God with the poor people? Among the Yolunka people, it's about $1 a day is their average income. And so there's a lady here at this church named Debbie Gillis who saves for 3 years, saves all of her money and buys sheep and goats with it for the church leaders to have a multiplying source of food that they can feed their family with. Her name is Debbie Gillis. She's been at this church, and that's been her thing for how to reach the world. She has been dedicated. She has suffered for 3 years with cancer. She would have had a lot of reasons to say, no, I'm not gonna get involved personally in the mission of Jesus, but she did. And now, just this past week, Debbie died of cancer. She passed away just a few days ago. But her legacy goes on as people who are hungry in another country and church leaders feed their hungry children with the business of these sheep and goats that Debbie provided. And so the challenge for you today, Oak Hills, is not to give sheep, but how can we in this room pick up the legacy of Debbie Gillis where she left off? How will you get engaged in the mission of Jesus Christ? Maybe some of you are going to be called by God to pray. And we're going to have opportunities during this time. There's opportunities in an art gallery here at Crown Ridge. There are opportunities next week. We're going to have a prayer time at 1 o'clock at all of the campuses. Maybe you're called by God to pray. Or maybe you're called by God to give. I mean, in a church this amazing, why not just double or triple what you're giving right now to the church? Or maybe God is going to call you on a missionary journey out the front door of your house and into your neighborhood. Or maybe you're going to be called by God to go on a short-term trip or a long-term mission trip where you just quit your job and become a missionary. That can totally happen. Church, look at the media. I mean, look at what's going on in the world today. Somebody needs to do something. And we are it. We are called by God to make a difference. And so the challenge here this evening is, what is it that you're going to do? Because Max said that God keeps telling him to prepare for a harvest. And so the harvest starts now. As campuses become churches, and these churches plant other churches in our city, in our state, and around the world. And then lives are changed. Thousands of people speaking hundreds of languages in dozens of countries. And the question for you now is, what is God calling you to do? Let's pray. Lord, God, I thank you for this church, and I thank you for those online who are watching and those in other campuses. And I ask you, Lord, each one of us, each soul, that you would help us and call us and show us what to do. Lord, help those who are called to pray to learn to pray. Help those called to give to learn to give generously. And I pray that those called to go would have the courage to overcome fear and follow you into their neighborhoods, on a short-term trip, or around the world. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.